now for something completely different.
Welcome to Shout Out. Out of the closet and into your ears.
Hello and welcome to Shout Out. I'm Andy Thomas.
And I'm Mitch McMorrow. Today on the show, we're celebrating another fifth birthday.
Yes, we featured them on, when we were kind of starting right out, and they were starting right out. Michelle from the Emotional Wellness Group will be here live.
Plus, talking therapy. Ivan's been finding out more from us from across the pond.
All coming today, right here on Shout Out.
It's getting me. I'm being attacked by a mic.
Sorry, folks. Steph is being mauled by the microphone the studio. It doesn't seem to
pinned to the wall.
Is it really that bad? Is it kind of like...
I've only got to touch it and it's attacking
me. Do you want to move microphones?
What?
Do you move microphones if you want?
I'm okay. I'm quite comfortable like this.
Quite comfortable. No one could see her face, but she's quite comfortable.
If you've been listening the last few weeks, you'll know that we're currently in our Studio 2, because our Studio 1 is having a little bit of a refurb. You might hear sawing noises going on in the background this week, because they're kind of hammering and sawing
and
all sorts ready for fitting this weekend. So, I noticed just before we went on air, they quickly did a couple of cuts. Did you notice?
Yes, did. And we were like going, really?
Yeah.
So, but hopefully you won't hear that.
The equipment in here does work, honest. It's just a little bit temperamental, but Steph's mic's decided it rather likes rather a lot. Our microphones are on those boom stands you might have seen if you've ever watched like Radio 1 on YouTube. Oh, look, there you go.
Yes, and the spring.
That's the drill, folks. That's not Steph screaming in agony because the microphone's pinned into the wall.
It's really bad timing because it's Halloween next week. It would have made great sound effects in the background, wouldn't it?
Keep hold of it. It's creepy.
Did we all celebrate Back to the Future Day?
Oh, yes. 21st of October. 2015. Yeah. I watched it and I just thought, oh, weren't they so optimistic about what would actually be in the world?
I went straight to John Lewis to get me hoverboard.
Yes. I mean, well, where are the hoverboards?
And they have invented hoverboards.
Yes, I know. But I mean, the glasses as well, you know, where you can...
Google Glass.
Google Glass. You can get Google Glass now.
Yes.
Okay, so...
We haven't got self-drying jackets yet.
No, and we haven't got...
But Nike apparently have registered self-lacing trainers as a trademark or copyright, whatever, jobby.
Yeah, yes. And what about the aircraft?
Aircraft?
Yeah, the hover cars in the middle of the air.
Oh, well, yeah.
Oh, that was the future, wasn't it, from 2015?
That was 2015.
That was 2015,
Oh, was it? The hover cars were in that? Yes. Okay.
Because you remember it also had Jaws 19 with the 3D that came down at 80.
Yeah,
that would be a little bit scary if advertising had got that far. Could you imagine that walking down the street?
Yeah, and this sort of like CGI image of a something.
It'll come.
You know. Do you reckon?
But the one I would have really liked was the little pizzas.
The rehydrator.
and you put it in what looked like a microwave, but it went from this like 5 centimetre thing to a full size pizza. It's like, and that hasn't come around, which is a shame.
You would love that, wouldn't you?
I know, yes. So imagine what would happen if you put full size pizza in it. It'd be great.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, that would be feast.
I don't know.
But they don't have the Great British Bake Off, do they?
No, and talking of that, Mary Berry's going across to America, isn't she?
Is she? What for good?
Well, they did... no, not for good. They tried to do the Great British Bake Off in America. You know the way they sell the shows abroad and they're like...
Yeah.
And they called it the Great American Bake Off or whatever. And
of course.
It was a complete and utter disaster and a flop. So after one series, it got canned. But they're doing a Christmas special... on a different channel. I think it's on ABC it's going out on this year. And Mary Berry's going across to be a judge on it.
Oh,
so. Excellent. Good for you, Mary Berry.
Yeah, quite cool, isn't it?
Our Super Kings are better, though.
We like Paul. He's just like leader of the Bears, really.
Yes.
Yeah.
We like Super Kings.
Anyway, right.
Yes.
Steffi.
We'll be right back.
Right, do you want one of us to come and hold your microphone away from your face while you do this?
No, but if I go... you know it's got me in the face.
So what events are we doing this week, then?
We're doing Halloween, because...
Oh, are we?
Yeah, people need to get prepared. It's no good. It'd be too late next week. You need to get
when
out
it's,
get...
It's next weekend, isn't it?
Yeah,
next
Halloween, yeah. Yes.
This event is on the 30th of October.
See, this is the dodgy channel on this desk. It's... Sorry.
Can I continue?
Or yeah, no, it's
have
fine.
Have I been faded? Do I need to go to another mic? Or
No. It's not you that's dodgy.
Carry on,
it's, well, you are dodgy, but that's slightly different. It's the backing track. I wanna...
That's not true, folks.
Anyway, sorry. Yes, out shout. Pick up events.
Yeah, something's happening in my right ear that doesn't sound right, but there you go. We're moving
leave it alone.
Halloween inter-uni bar crawl. Now, it did happen last year, but it's happening again. It's at Revolution Bristol, but as far as I can gather, actually doing the actual bar crawl. So it's a beautiful UE LGBT plus students. It's the time of year we'll be hosting an annual inter-uni fancy dress Halloween bar crawl. This is without doubt the largest LGBT event we hold in the year. I guess it's quite a big one for any city when you get... Because don't you, we got the UE and, of course, Bristol. But there's going to be Bath Spa, Bristol, Cardiff, and, of course, Bristol's universities, all taking part.
Yeah.
So, and they coach them
You're
in.
A week early in your fancy dress.
Ouch. That's twice.
I'm on form tonight.
You are on form, but there is...
He thinks he's on form.
Yeah, there is a circular... There's a circular saw just next door. I couldn't rush around and get it. But it ruined
my
makeup.
Sorry, yes.
Right, where was I? There'll be fantastic prizes up for grabs, including a place on the Student London Pride trip. Completely paid for, as well as a host of other exciting goodies. So dress to impress. We'll begin at Vodka Revolutions, where the other universities will meet up. We will then send you off in mixed groups to various venues where you will engage in puzzles and games. The evening will end in OMG, where you will party throughout the night, Halloween style. As we want things to be a little bit of a surprise, the bars in the crawl will be kept a secret until the evening. So don't forget, guys, dress to impress. One other small thing. Bad girls.
Bad girls?
This is tenuous link, but because it's about a prison, there's lesbians involved.
You mean the TV series? Bad girls.
No, this is happening at the Olympus Theatre in Filton. Tickets are available.
I think it's
BMCC, so Bristol Musical Comedy Club. And that's for a limited run, 28th of October to the 31st of October. So apply for your tickets now. So you can go on their Facebook page. If you just Google Bad Girls or BMCC, then you'll get through. So a very limited run. If you want to get tickets direct, it's ticketsource.co.uk.
What about the Pride event at 31st?
Oh, we've done that.
Garlic. Well, we had that down on the show last week.
Yeah, he was talking about
I didn't
that
want
as well.
To bore...
No.
You don't want to bore people.
No.
I've got one more event for you.
Have
you? Yeah.
Oh, don't know. Is it again? Come on, then. Bring it on,
no,
Mr.
it's nothing
Thomas.
Nasty.
It's just a reminder. The clocks go back this weekend.
That's a big event.
Yeah.
Yes. Is it linked to LGBT in any way, shape, or form?
End of British summertime. So,
well, everyone LGBT will have to put their clocks back this weekend.
No.
Shock horror.
I thought
LGBT
we were different.
LGBT plus.
Yeah. This is the weekend where you don't get in trouble because you just turn up for work an hour early. Whereas in the summer, of course, you'd be an hour late and get in trouble for being at work late.
Yes.
True. And some people do that.
I know, yes, don't they?
Mentioning no names.
Cool. Thank you, Steffi.
Hi, I'm Adele from Fascinating Aida, and you're listening to Shout Out.
Shout Out, LGBT radio for you.
The Shout Out podcast.
The lovely Leona Lewis. So I thought we'd be a little bit slower this week. sing as well.
Oh, Leona, she goes on, don't she, though, really? Bless her.
No, I quite liked her. You're not a Leona
fan. I did quite like her, but this was a little bit... I found it a little bit tedious, sorry. Oh, okay. Sorry, Leona fans. Just a little bit tedious and...
Are you not a slow music type of person then?
I can be. I like a bit of classical music.
We have had a classical show before.
Yes,
then.
And I do like some slow tunes. Yeah. Mary J. Blige does some great slow tunes.
Yes, true.
So anyway, our guests, let's not ignore our guests.
No, so welcome back to Michelle.
Hello.
Now, those of you who've been listening to Shout Out since the very beginning may remember when we started in June 5 years ago, a certain guest who is with us now, hence Michelle, it was about this time, back then, wasn't it? You came on because you were starting the group, and
That's now
celebrating your fifth birthday yourselves. So, mm-hmm. Now, if you're not aware, we are talking about the Emotional Wellness Group. Is that... what you're calling yourselves these days? Because it used to have LGBT on the front as well, didn't it?
Well, yeah. It's always been the LGBTQ Emotional Wellness Programme, but we generally know that people call it variations of that, but we're all right.
Yeah, not too fussy. So, but now I remember when it started, you were just kind of, you know, wanting to get together in a group. If you kind of get together to talk and the like, 5 years down the line, it must be a bit different now. How's it gone? How's it changed over the last 5 years?
Well, it's certainly been a journey, and obviously we've all learnt a lot. Yeah, I mean, when we first started, it was me and the co-founder. Charlie Richardson. So we started up the Formative Ideas, and Charlie was with us for 3 years working on the project. That she then moved on to do other work, but
it's still going really strong, isn't it? How many of you are there now, do you know?
That volunteer or...
Yeah, come along, that kind of thing.
Okay, well, we normally get between 15 and 20 a week.
Fab.
So that's great.
Yeah.
That's a good number, isn't it? And what sort of things just happens in these wellbeing sessions?
What happens for the first half of the session, we get into small groups and we have a facilitated group share. Each of our facilitators have all got experience of mental health difficulties. They've all had training and they're all LGBT. So it's great because we tend to get quite a wide spectrum of people. Because we use the peer-to-peer support model, we tend to get some people who are completely disengaged with regular mainstream services because there is no them in us.
Right.
And they don't feel threatened. Yeah. As well as people who don't meet the remit for services, it doesn't mean they don't have any difficulties, you know. So we get a whole spectrum of people come along.
Great.
And am I correct in saying, we should point out, we've got Tim and make sure I say this right, please tell me if I get this wrong, Nienna, is that right? Are you two that, I take it you attend, do you?
I'm a facilitator, I'm one of Michelle's facilitators.
Right.
So I do help out, but I'm also the, I'm a trans woman, so... I tend to help out with the trans people as well if I can.
Right. Great. And what about you, Tom?
I was a member, probably about 4 years ago actually now, and I was a facilitator after that for a couple of years, and due to other commitments I've had to step down, but I'm still involved, which is why we're here today, and it really helped me. And I think it's great because Michelle and Charlie put so much effort into the passionate sort of side of running this group, and it's really shown, and I've seen a lot of difference in myself, and I think a lot of people who've been to this group would say the same as well, so it's been really useful for the community.
Yeah, there isn't very much out there in terms of health and well-being, is there, for LGBT plus people? So, you know, your group seems like a vital lifeline for a lot of people.
For some people, particularly, like I mentioned, some people who just don't get on with mainstream services.
That's right.
You know, we have been a lifeline for them because we're the only group where they kind of feel comfortable. Also, even if you're not that far down the mental health spectrum, yes, there are lots of support groups out there, but being an LGBT person, there is extra stress from actually participating in these groups.
Right.
And when you say, for example, have anxiety issues, it kind of makes it a lot more difficult to participate than and also, for as great as some of these groups are, they don't tend to address gender or sexuality, so you're never addressing you as a whole person, whereas heterosexual and cisgender people generally are. So they're getting more out of it.
So it's really important. It's like sounds like a really important safe space for people to just be discussing issues and concerns that they have as LGBT people.
And so, also, because we all have lived experience of mental health difficulties in some way or another, by talking about our own experiences, that kind of helps to really break down the barriers. And people feel like you can almost see the barriers coming down, and they feel and they're able to be more open.
I'm guessing that that's one of the big things, the nice things about it being a group. If you're talking about your own experiences, other people can come along and they're like, oh, well, it's not just me that, you know, has these experiences. Is that one of the things you found? It helped because it's a group that are talking about their experiences and making people not feel alone so much?
Yes, and it and like I said, it's because it's outside of statutory services. People, I mean, if you've ever been inside the mental health system, you tend to get fatigued by it. But as we're completely outside of it, people don't come with that baggage, you know, when dealing with us. So
that's great. And how is it funded? Is it self-funded?
We're funded by Bristol Clinical Commissioning Group and by Public Health, which is now in the council.
That's a really positive thing, isn't it, that you're actually getting support financially as well to maintain the group. But obviously you've got this celebration that you've come on to talk to us about, because your fifth birthday and everything,
so which is fantastic. What's the plan? Well, before we talk about the party, if someone's listening, they've just been hearing us talk about that, they may be thinking they want to come along. You do meet regularly, don't you?
Yes. We meet every Monday at Windmill Hill City Farm,
right,
between 7 and 9. We're deliberately at a neutral venue because obviously some people love the scene, some people the scene's not for them.
Yeah.
And by having where we are, it's out of the way, so it helps with confidentiality.
Yeah. I'm guessing it's not about the scene either, is it?
No.
It's about you know, mental well-being and the like. So it's a nice place, actually, over there. So now, you're 5 years, of course, it is reason to celebrate. I'm guessing there must be a lot of people already coming, but what's the plan party-wise? I presume, Tom, you and Nienna, you're going, are you?
Yeah, well, I'm going to be DJing there, because I already run a night in the Queen's thing called Revenge of the 90s, which some people might have heard of. Me and Michelle are trying to come up with a name. We thought maybe, you know, we wanted to make it like a disco night, and we're thinking Revenge of the Disco or something like that. So we came up with Disco's Revenge.
Disco's Revenge.
So that's kind of the core of it. But before that, we've got a pop quiz. We've got a pop quiz. I think that starts at 7:30. And we've got also Amy Andrews, who's lead singer with Momentum, coming in as well. And then I'm going to be DJing from 10 till 2. So it's going to be disco classics.
Right. And whereabouts is that going to be?
At the Queen Shilling.
It's actually going to be at the Queen Shilling.
Yeah.
And what's the date for that then?
Thursday, 12th of November. So it's 2 weeks from today.
Okay. Brilliant. Brilliant.
Well, what's the plan? Is it? Have we got to get tickets, or can you just turn up?
No, it's free to come.
Yeah.
Okay. We've got a free buffet. Entrance to the pop quiz is free. And the prize for the best quiz team name, you get a bottle of Prosecco.
Oh, very
and
nice.
The team that wins the quiz gets a £35 Queen Shilling drinks voucher.
Very
generous, isn't it? I mean, and it's all free. Gosh, was it really important for you to make it free events?
Well, it's all about access. We didn't want to put any barriers to it, and it's a celebration, you know, for the community. Yeah,
it's a let your hair down kind of thing, isn't it? So have you got, because I'm guessing over 5 years of people that have come and gone through the group where, you know, they've progressed and no longer perhaps need the services, have you got lots coming back that you've spoke to at all, or some of the people that were there back in the early days coming back to join the party?
Well, yes. I mean, the thing is, I mean, I think the longest we've ever had anyone be a service user is 3 years.
Right.
Okay, but we do get some people who kind of come back and forth anyway. So they may not come for 6 months, or they may not come for a year, and then they'll come back. So we have got people who were still involved, who still came with us in the first, you know, came in the first year. Yeah,
we kind of act as a support network, which people generally haven't got in that way. You know, if something does go wrong, then they can fall back on the group.
But yes, it must be very nice. I mean, it's a subject we've obviously... I mean, Michelle, we've had you on the programme before. I mean, mental health affects an awful lot more people than I think as a society we like to even admit, let alone believe.
That's right, yeah.
But it's wonderful when you end up with a support network. And I'm guessing you all end up friends as well, do you? Because you see each other quite a fair bit. So
it sort of broadens out as a whole network thing. And, of course, we've had World Mental Health Day in October as well. So, you know, that's raising awareness too, isn't it?
Yeah.
So it's really good, and I'm hoping to come along, and we'll have to come along afterwards.
Brilliant. Well, we'll save you some food.
Okay. Lovely.
Are you giving away free dances, Michelle, for those that come along?
Yeah.
Have you got little dance cards
that you give out to people?
dance into the revenge.
Okay. Obviously, I've mentioned about Charlie, who's unfortunately at work tonight, so she can't come.
Right.
I'd also like to mention two other volunteers that have significantly contributed.
Yeah.
One of those is Pete Dorr, who for the last 5 years, on and off, he's been helping out behind the scenes, as well as facilitating groups.
Yeah.
Which it's good to have a strong alpha male, because obviously that helps men kind of open up, because we're for everybody. And also to Hugh Griffiths, who worked behind the scenes. He helped set up our back office system, as well as doing our website, and he even designed our logo. And he volunteered with us for 3 years, so big shout out to him as well.
Oh, lovely.
And of course, we also should say a big thank you to you, because you were one of the founders as well.
Yes.
So big thank you to you for setting up. Listen, it's lovely to have you on the programme again.
You.
It's always a pleasure to have you here. Have a super fifth birthday, won't you?
Thank you.
And here's hoping that Shout Out makes 10 years, as does the Emotional Wellness Group, and we can do this again when we're celebrating 10 years.
Can I just ask, you've got a Facebook page and things like that?
Yes, we've got a website. We've also got a Facebook page, yeah. But if you want to go to our website, which is LGBT Health Forum Bristol, that might sound a bit of a mouthful, but if you just do LGBT Bristol Mental Health in Google, it brings it up straight away.
Brilliant. Cool. Thank you very much for coming in and talking to us.
We'll do the usual and make sure we put the link to your website up with the show as well. So if anyone's listening, they can go over to our website and grab it. Yeah. So enjoy the party.
Thank you.
The Shout Out Podcast.
So you're going to tell me you don't like Alexandra now, aren't you?
I love Alexandra. I think I was so pleased when she...
into it there.
I was so pleased when she won the X.
Oh, she cried, didn't she?
Oh, she was just fabulous.
Still. Are you two fans at all?
I love her. Has she done anything recently?
No, I don't think she's done anything for a little while, actually.
No, but she was just star quality, wasn't she?
Yeah.
Alexandra. I'm not sure who's going to win the X Factor, but I really like Sean...
Oh, I haven't been watching it this time.
Sean Malloy. He's just fabulous. Absolutely fabulous. Gotta watch it.
Cool. Don't worry, Ivan. It's not your ears. It's scratch your desk.
I thought it was my age.
No.
It might be your age, or it might be your beard.
Is that on the scratching on the microphone? That's
that crackles on the mixing desk. Is it?
Yeah.
I thought it was wax in my ears.
No.
I thought you were on
the turntable.
This poor spare desk in Studio 2 is the one that caught fire and has been rebuilt 4 times. It's doing very well. Okay. Brand new studio in a couple of weeks' time.
It's like a cat with 9 lives.
Anyway. Should we get some news headlines?
This is Shout Out News on Thursday, the 22nd of October.
Elections to the General Synod, that is the governing body of the Church of England, have been taking place this last week. Tracy Byrne, the chief executive of the Lesbian and Gay Christian Movement, an umbrella group for LGBT Christians of all backgrounds, explained to supporters that the established church was still very important in the lives of many people, and its influence was felt beyond the confines of religion and in the sphere of public policy. She paid thanks to the many candidates for the synod who had been open about their support for LGBT equality and women's representation, and said, "It is extremely encouraging to see the support they've received as a result. In particular, I'd like to thank those who were not successful in being elected, but whose witness and visibility will have been assigned to others of the growing movement for change at the heart of our church."
The November issue of the gay lifestyle magazine Attitude is out now at all good newsagents across the region. It's their annual awards issue, looking at the achievements of people within the LGBT community over the last 12 months. Featured this time are Evan Davis, the key presenter of BBC Two's Newsnight programme, the pop band Years and Years, and the ally of the year is Reggie Yates for his groundbreaking filming for the series Extreme Russia. Many others are also honoured at the 2000 awards ceremony, which was held in London, and all are reported on in the magazine with photographs and exclusive interviews.
Will Young has released a groundbreaking music video which depicts a naked transgender man moving through the city streets. In each scene, different groups of people react to him, and Will Young had the following to say about his latest creation. "It seems extremely brave to be a man in a woman's body, then decide to do something about this. As I thought more about it, I realised that there is often coverage of what is to be a woman in a man's body, but never to my knowledge the documenting of the opposite, almost a kind of patriarchy."
Now, Progressive Christianity is a worldwide network of activists working towards what it calls a more inclusive, just and sustainable future. November is their annual fundraising month, and the network has written to its supporters to say, "For more than 20 years, progressivechristianity.org has been leading the way in shaping progressive values and blazing the trail for many of the theological shifts and social ideas that many Christians take for granted today, such as marriage equality, gay rights and radical inclusion. If you want to make a donation or find out more, just type in Progressive Christianity to your web browser."
The Washington-based Human Rights Campaign has started issuing an electronic bulletin of worldwide news to its supporters, free if you wish to subscribe. The first edition features the situation of LGBT rights in China, where there are major obstacles to freedom of expression and assembly. However, at the same time, the country's religious and political leaders take a studied neutrality on sexual and gender minorities, and there are long traditions of non-conformity in the arts and cultural fields. Visit hrc.org if you wish to learn more.
And finally, Stephen Merchant has landed a guest starring role on The Big Bang Theory. Merchant, a British actor who co-wrote The Office and Extras, will star alongside Jim Parsons in an episode of the series. Parsons made headlines last year when he came out as gay. His character in the on-air show, however, is heterosexual. The Big Bang Theory airs on CBS in the US and on Channel E4 in the United Kingdom.
For these news stories and more, check out the website at shoutoutradio.org.uk.
For Shout Out News, this has been Terry Starr
and Ivan Jackson.
Shout Out News.
National and international LGBT news for you.
Hello, I'm Dolly Rocket. A big shout out to Shout Out. Thank you.
Shout Out.
LGBT radio for you.
The Shout Out Podcast.
We were discussing, weren't we, the preferences.
It's a Christmas song, I'm sorry.
I agree with you, Ivan.
I think I'd also associate it with Christmas
as
well.
We've had premature Christmas.
I just thought it was a lovely slow song. And the thing is, we were doing all stuff on like mental health and like, I'd do some slower songs, you know. Because we always do like dancey stuff, and we've had a classical show.
I'll give you that one.
So it was the slow one, so. Now, yeah. Our next report comes from you, doesn't it, mate?
It does. It's amazing how I can be in two places at once, isn't it?
Yeah, but you were the other side of the pond, weren't you?
I was in Palm Springs, and I got talking to some very interesting gentlemen, a psychotherapist and a psychiatrist, and I was locked in a room with them. So there you go.
Did you get analysed? Oh, no, they're not psychoanalysts.
No analysis, but they're very interested to chat to. Have a listen.
Now, some people might be uneasy about sitting in a room with a psychotherapist for the very first time. Others might be equally bothered about a session with a psychiatrist. Would you know the difference between the two? I'm not sure I do. So today, I'm in a room with Mr. Benjamin Seaman, a psychotherapist, and Dr. Derek Tate, a psychiatrist, and we're going to be talking generally about mental well-being as it relates to the LGBT community. Ben and Derek, welcome to Shout Out.
Thank you.
Thanks, Ivan.
Now, I should point out that you're both out gay men, but I'd like to establish how your respective roles differ. Ben, let me start with you. What exactly is a psychotherapist?
Thanks, Ivan. A psychotherapist, put simply, is just someone who uses powerful conversations to help people change their lives. And it's talk therapy only.
And with regards to your practice, etc., how does that work?
I have a number of specialties. I work largely with gay men, but I also have a subspecialty in emotionally focused relationships.
Right, okay. And over to you, Derek. What's the role of a psychiatrist exactly? What do they do? How does that differ?
Well, a psychiatrist is a physician just like an internist, pediatrician, surgeon, except we differentiate into psychiatry dealing with problems with mental illness, emotional well-being, major mental illness. However, that does not always, but for some people it does, but does not always exclude psychotherapy, which is what Ben does.
So you could use psychotherapy perhaps as a tool, as part of your whole kit, so to speak.
Absolutely.
Right, and I guess otherwise you would be possibly prescribing medication as deemed appropriate, maybe, for somebody.
Yes, and that would probably be the biggest differentiating thing between the two of us.
You know, it seems to me that mental illness affects some LGBT people disproportionately in comparison with the general population. You know, I'm thinking maybe something like trans teen suicide rates being, you know, particularly horrific. Why do you think that this does affect LGBT people disproportionately?
That's a great question, Ivan, and I'm glad to say I think it's less and less. But when you do get the message almost from birth that there's something different and possibly wrong about you, there is a way we turn in on ourselves and become our own inner bullies.
Would you agree with that, Derek? Yeah.
I would certainly agree. I think there are a lot of issues that LGBT people have to deal with regarding, you know, bias, stigma, rejection, isolation, not having adequate supports from family or community, not feeling they really have any place to be themselves.
You mentioned stigma, and that's interesting because in the UK, at least, there seems to be a certain amount of stigma attached to the idea that we should seek help for mental illness or distress or help with our well-being. In the US, people appear to be more open about the fact that they're seeing a therapist, and it's almost synonymous with, say, going to see a doctor about a physical condition or a personal trainer. Why do you think that is?
I still think there's plenty of people in the US that do attach that stigma. I think if you think of how, as you move further west, you end up in California where the New Age movement and the New Thought movement is. There's something, I think, just historically about moving west that has opened minds and made people more open to different types of transformations.
Do you think that's the case as well, Derek?
Oh, certainly. On my end as a physician, there have been a lot of changes in the field with regard to treatments. I think a lot of people have negative associations to treatment with things like ECT, movies like One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. Certainly psychopharmacology has gotten a lot more sophisticated and savvy, fewer side effects, more acceptable. And I think with that, people feel it might be a little easier, a little better.
And I guess it's more exposed in the media these days as well. So with movies or TV or whatever, people see people visiting therapists or being treated.
Absolutely.
They see it as something as normal, I guess.
Yeah, and I would say we have the positive psychology movement that says it can be about strengths, can be about your resiliencies, your areas of mastery.
Right. As practitioners, does being gay yourselves help you to empathize with your clients, or at least with some of the issues they may be facing? Let's start with you, Derek.
Oh, definitely. I think in our community, there are things that are very specific to our community as, you know, lesbians, gay men, transgender, etc., that I think, let's say, a heterosexual physician who may not have the same exposure would understand. And I think with that, some patients can open up more, reveal more of what's really bothering them emotionally, really talk more about the things that may be considered, you know, taboo, so to speak, to others.
And what about you, man? Because you specifically see a lot of gay men, don't
That's
you?
That's right. And I think it's much like Derek is saying, there's a sense that this person isn't going to be looking at me through the lens of the mainstream culture that may have been looking down on me or oppressing me. At the same time, there's also questions that people don't know how to ask.
gay therapists know to ask about HIV status, so sexual positions. They know to ask about gender identification as much as sexual orientation. There's just a breadth of knowledge that isn't the standard education for the mainstream providers.
So, in fact, would you actively encourage an LGBT person to seek out an LGBT practitioner, for
example? Absolutely.
Yeah.
I would say it could help. However, I think any good, well-trained therapist, psychiatrist should be able to understand and work with any patient population.
In much the same way as if you go and see a medical doctor as well.
Absolutely. You expect them to be aware of the cultural aspects of your whoever you're coming in with.
But being gay yourself, I guess, gives you that bit of an edge, I guess.
Yes.
So, and finally, what advice would you give to somebody who's listening, who's struggling with mental health or well-being issues, but is nervous about seeking help? How would you reassure them?
Such a great question. I would say one easy place to start is to just get online and see what the resources are. Just seeing that you're not alone, that there are forums out there where people discuss their issues online. Right. And not to take it as the word of God, but that you'll just, by seeing that you're not the only person suffering with this, I think it builds courage, allows you to seek help.
Would you agree with that, Derek?
I think also talking to other friends, colleagues, people that they know have received treatment would be a great way to start to get sort of feedback about their experiences and what to look for and what it was like for them. Certainly, you know, everything is online these days, so I think that's a great resource to look for all sorts of supports, whether it be groups, individual treatment, you know, medication treatment, that sort of thing.
Great. Well, you know, gentlemen, I can't thank you enough for your time today and illuminating what is sometimes considered a tricky subject and showing us the differences between the different practices. Thank you both very much for talking to me today.
Absolutely, Ivan. It's a pleasure.
Thank you so much for having us.
Hello, you're listening to Zoe Lyons and you are listening to Shout Out Radio.
Shout Out.
LGBT radio for you.
The Shout Out Podcast.
Gorgeous song, that one, isn't it?
Oh, lovely. Terry, we were singing along to the anthem.
It is an anthem, yes, very much.
If you were allowed, you'd have your lighters out, wouldn't you?
Yes, we would have, yes.
Yes, very much. No. So it's a torch.
Now, there was a reason for playing that, because it's been in the news recently, and we're not as sure if it's again, are we? We think it might have been in before.
Well, I got the impression that this isn't new news.
No, it's broken again, hasn't it, in the mainstream media? But
because it's all about well, tell us the history. A lot of people, well, it still is to do with black history and
it's an anti-apartheid song released in 1987, sort of when South Africa was still an apartheid state between the races, between black and white people. But even back then, I think that Labbé Siffre, who's the performer, was quite open that it was also a song about gay rights and his struggle as a black gay man.
Right. But of course, the latest news is that it's also it's all about LGBT equality, isn't it?
Yes.
And his personal struggle, I think. He said it was very personal to him. So
I just like the song.
Maybe
like
and also a ruse to get it back in the charts again, maybe. I don't know.
Oh, you cynic.
Well, I'm a bit cynical.
Either.
A little bit.
I think it'd be great if it did chart again. That
yeah, I do, because it's just, it's timeless, really, that. Yeah. And a lot of people in under different struggles and different regimes and different oppressions can actually relate to it, a lot of the lyrics in that song as well. I think it, you know, you can transfer the walls of Jericho to anything, really.
Well,
as
we adopted that for Touchdown Magazine for the transgender community, something inside so strong. Loads of different organisations can grasp that tagline, can't they?
Yeah. It means a lot to a lot of people. Yeah.
It's a bit like Heather Smallsong. When we spoke to her at her prize, she was saying he gets used for everything. But she's really proud of that. She really likes that. So,
Did you know she gave me a hug? Just saying, that's all.
Brilliant. Something inside so strong.
She held my hand for a minute.
A minute.
Now, listen, we're rapidly running out of show, but Mitch, we've got a bit of bad news, haven't we?
Yes, unfortunately, for those of you who are interested and going to try and come along to the Short and Girly show, unfortunately, we've had to cancel this Friday. I'm really sorry.
Such a
folks.
Letdown.
It is a letdown.
You're so funny.
You know,
you're not funny when you're announcing that.
That's funny, Mitch, and you'll tell them jokes.
Thanks, Mary, for opening my house out to the whole of Bristol LGBT community. Thank you.
The address will be on the website later.
And for your information, I don't do jokes. It's improv, so it's your ideas and I make it funny.
It is very funny.
It's intelligent humour.
Have you ever seen them? Oh. They're very funny. So, and the other thing a lot of people are asking about, shout out listeners' awards are not happening this year, but you can vote in the Pride Gala Ball if you go into that. They're doing some awards this year, aren't they?
Oh, so. Okay. Great. And just by the way, we have been nominated for another award in Elfest this year as well.
Congratulations.
And we're doing a trophy. We're still doing a trophy tour.
Anyway, that's it for this week. Don't forget all the contact details for the Emotional Wellness Group will be up on our website, whether you just want someone to talk to or if you want to go along and celebrate their birthday.
Yeah, and you can find them all attached to today's podcast over shoutoutradio.org.uk.
Next week, obviously, is Halloween. Don't forget, clocks go back this weekend. Next week, though, we're being joined by the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence. So do join us for that. So, but for myself and the team, say bye-bye, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Shout out.
LGBT radio for you.